glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland, on this National Day of Prayer. And today we are going to be treated to the voices of the team here at WLUJ, lifting our voices in unison, calling on the name of the Lord for our country, for our city, for our state, and for the people in our lives who we love. Join with us as we pray together on this National Day of Prayer.
Father God, as it says in your word in John chapter 15, that if we remain in you and your word remains in us, that we bear fruit. And neither can we bear fruit unless we remain in you. You say that you are the vine, we are the branches. Apart from a relationship with Jesus, we can do nothing. And it's to your glory, Father God, that we bear much fruit. So allow the listeners today, our staff and team and board, the supporters, all to first and foremost be shaped by you, by spending time with you, by reading your word, by prayer and fasting, and seeking your Spirit's leading in all that we do. And we pray for those listeners to be equipped, to be encouraged, to be blessed by our various broadcasts, our God-honoring music, the devotional thoughts, the scripture that's read. May they be influenced to take the good news message of Jesus wherever they go, as they go, to be the light of the world. Help them also be the salt, the preserver that helps enhance and impacts the world around us. Help them influence the culture and be your transforming power to bring healing and hope. Allow our tongues and what we say and share bring encouragement and blessing to those around us. As it says in 1 Timothy 4:12, set an example for believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and in purity. So help us be your ambassadors and faithful followers of Jesus. Let our light so shine that people see Jesus in us and are drawn closer to you. Help us to be a positive influence to those around us, and may you receive all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this radio ministry and how you use it to your glory, and bless all of those tuned in today and every day that they may experience your love and joy. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we love you and all that you're doing among us. Thank you for your long suffering. Give us eyes to see you, Lord, as you do see ourselves. Forgive us for being so self-centered and neglecting the needs of others. Father, we think of the idols we've made out of so many things, money and sports and politics and pleasure and all things that are temporary and passing away. Forgive us, Father, when we look to men and men's ways rather than to you, because you alone are God and worthy of praise. We have forgotten you, so we repent of our arrogance. Lord, we come with broken hearts and humility, seeking your face and your forgiveness. Thank you, God, for faithfully hearing our humble cries. We know we're spiritually poor people. We have a never-ending need for you, and while we may have heard your word, we often are so slow to obey. Melt our stony hearts, Lord. Reignite our passion for you. Shake us free from clinging to anything or anyone but you. Refine and restore and reconcile our nation, that we may be a holy people that bring your name, glory, and praise among the nations. Bring revival, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace and your provision through the blood of Jesus Christ and the victory through his resurrection. Thank you for the light and the truth of your word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Use us, Lord, to readily share your love and the reason for our hope to all who don't know you. Because of your Son, Jesus, we eagerly come to you in prayer and long expectantly for his appearing. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you as a nation in need. humble, dependent, seeking your face, for you are a holy and righteous God and full of mercy. You've blessed our land, you've blessed our homes and our families in countless ways, and yet we confess that many have drifted far from you. Your word tells us in 2 Chronicles that if your people will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal our land. Father, we lift up our families to you today. You designed the family to be a place of love, truth, and godly instructions. Strengthen the husbands and wives to walk in unity, faithfulness, and grace. Restore broken relationships and heal wounds that only you can touch. Let our homes become places where your presence dwells, where prayer is lifted up, where your word is honored and love is lived out daily. Lord, we pray for a turning back to you. Where hearts have grown cold, we pray you would stir them again. Where truth has been ignored, let it shine clearly once more. Remove the distractions and idols that have taken your place. Call this nation, especially our families, back to a living, active relationship with you. May repentance begin in our own hearts and spread throughout our communities. Father, we pray for our children. Your word in Deuteronomy calls us to teach them diligently. Help parents and grandparents to take that calling seriously. Give them wisdom and patience and courage to raise these children in truth. Protect our children from the lies and the pressures of the world. Guard their minds and hearts and let them grow to know you and to love you and to stand strong in their faith. Raise up a generation that will not be ashamed of the gospel. Lord, we recognize that we're living in challenging days. Your word warns us in 2 Timothy that in the last days perilous times will come. And yet we're not without hope because you're still on the throne. Help us to live with urgency, faithfulness, and courage. And let us not grow weary or distracted, but steadfast in our walk with you. Father, we're mindful that your word says in 1 Peter that the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we ask for your protection over the families. Guard our homes, our minds, and our hearts. Give us discernment to recognize the enemy's tactics and strength to resist him. Clothe us with your armor that we may stand firm in the power of your might. Lord, let revival begin in me. Let it begin in us. And let it begin in our homes and spread to our churches and communities across this nation. Turn our hearts back to you, O God. We need you and we love you. We ask all of this in the powerful and precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, we give you our praise for the many blessings you have given us. Father, this world needs you. We pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ will be spread to all nations and people will look to you and put their faith in Christ. We pray for our country and all those in the nation's government, that they would be wise as they perform their duties and responsibilities. We pray that all of our country's leaders will be safe. We pray that you will give them wisdom as they make various laws. We also pray for all those in state government. Grant them wisdom and keep them safe as well. We pray that your perfect will be done as they promulgate various laws and regulations. We also ask for your blessings on our country and local government leaders as they fulfill their duties. We pray for the safety of law enforcement officers, and we thank them for their service. We also pray for our teachers in schools and colleges, that they would be encouraged and have wisdom as they teach our students. And we pray for the students that they will make wise decisions and put their faith in Jesus Christ. We ask that you would help us keep our eyes on you and help us to follow you. We also thank you for WLEJ and its affiliate radio stations. Thank you for the many blessings you have given us with the radio ministry as your word has been broadcast from east to west. Thank you for Mark and give him encouragement and wisdom and strength as he fulfills his many responsibilities to manage the stations. We praise you that WLEJ is now approximately 39 years old since it began and pray that it will continue to reach individuals and families for you. Dear Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have given us and we praise you and ask for your continued blessings. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, and that by trusting in Christ's death on the cross to pay for our sins, we can have the eternal gift of eternal life. In Christ's name, we pray these things. Amen.
Please pray with me on our National Day of Prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can call you Father. We thank you that we can come into your throne room because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. We thank you for the privilege that we've had of living in a nation of freedom and rich blessing. We thank you for those who have defended it and protect us. But now we weep for our nation, which has been turned away from you. We have not only forgotten the difference between what is true and what is false, but now we have forgotten the difference between sin and righteousness. Our world is indeed calling evil good and good evil. Father, we pray that you would open our eyes, that we would repent and turn away from evil and back to you. We lift up our leaders, our president, his cabinet, Congress, our governor and local officials. Father, lead them to make wise, godly decisions. And we pray for every believer who serves in any of these capacities. Give them favor in the eyes of their peers. Grant them courage to stand firm in their faith, not to waver, and to remain pure in their personal lives. Lord, the division in our country, our friendships, and especially in our families, weighs heavily on our hearts. Please give us grace to maintain unconditional love to those who feel they've been cast aside. And Lord, please reunite those who have been separated by these various issues. Help us all to forgive as you have so graciously forgiven us. Be with our churches, your church, that each and every one would stand firm in the truth of your word. Grant them your protection. And lastly, we come to you concerning our schools. Oh, Father, that they would be teaching our children truth, teaching them the skills that they need to know, and not indoctrinating them into worldly philosophies. May our children be quick to see what's true and to recognize what's false. And that wisdom can only come from your Spirit. And so we pray that your Spirit would be on the children. Give them wisdom beyond their years. We love you, Lord. We can never thank you enough for giving us salvation, for walking with us through this life, and for granting us life with you for all eternity. You are sovereignly in control of all these things, so with all confidence we bring them to you. These are our desires. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you humble and only too aware of our own sin and how we need a Savior every single day to wash us flesh in the blood of Christ. And so we praise you for that. We praise you that you have sought us out before we even had any intention of seeking you. And so we come to you today praying for our country. We are so divided. There's so much hatred and anger and turmoil. It's just it's so divisive for us. And we know that at the heart of it, it's not totally a political issue. It's just we're doing battle with the devil. And so help us, Father, to remember that, to remember we need to be praying for our enemies, and we need to be praying for those that we have put our trust in, and to ask you to guide them with your wisdom, and if there's any arrogance in their hearts, that they will humble themselves before the Lord God Almighty, and just seek his face, and seek his truth, and his desire for the United States. We owe you so much. And you've given us so much, and how we've just not taken it to heart day by day. And we've gone our own way sometimes, and we forget about the great Christian heritage we have in this country. And so help us as individuals to remember and to be in prayer for our country every single day, and to be in prayer for our leaders every single day, that they need you, and most of all, we need you as a country to heal this land and to bring souls to you, people that will turn their lives over to Jesus Christ, and that they will know the freedom that that brings. And so, Father, we just thank you that you are hearing these prayers, all the prayers from all over the nation, people praying and seeking the face of the Father, asking you to be merciful to us yet again, and to heal our land, and to just bring us together. And we just pray those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to you, Lord God Almighty. Holy are you, Lord. You are the one true God who created us all, who loves us all, and who will judge us all. You are holy and perfect, and we don't even deserve to have you listen to our prayers or be concerned about us, but you do. You love us more than we can imagine because you created us. We are your children. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to believe in you as who you say that you are, as the one true God. And we thank you, God, for loving us, forgiving us of all of our sins and our rebellion against you. We don't deserve to have you pay any attention to us, but you sent your Son here to take our sins on his back and to pay the price that we justly deserve. And he died for our sins so that we could be forgiven, we could assume your righteousness and be accepted into heaven for eternity in your presence. That's the most incredible offer we'll ever receive in our whole lives. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that your plan allows us to have these imperfections, these little sins and rebellion in our lives, and yet we still qualify as though we are perfect because the Lamb was perfect and he took our place. And we just thank you, God, all glory and honor to you, Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is and ever will be. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us, forgiving us, and accepting us into your presence for an eternity. We can't even imagine how wonderful that will be. We are so fortunate. And we ask, Lord, for your help in sharing that great news with the rest of the world. All glory and honor to you, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, full of goodness and glory, we enter your gates with adoration and thanksgiving abundant in our hearts. We come before you with praise, grateful for who you are. Lord, we love you and we stand in awe of a love you have for us that is far beyond our understanding, deeper than we can grasp, and holds us more fully than we realize. Still we respond with grateful hearts, lifting our love and praise and reverence and awe before your greatness. Yet we know we've fallen short. We praise you, for you are a God of all mercy. We thank you for your patience with us, God. We thank you that you have chosen us and called us to be yours, not because of anything in us, but because of your mercy and grace that is unfailing and incomprehensible. You carry us through more than we know or understand, and we are humbled by your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of spring, and as it unfolds around us, creation coming alive again, renewed, now full of life, we are reminded of your resurrection power. You are the God who brings life from death, who restores what is broken, and who makes all things new. Manifest in nature around us through the glory and goodness of Jesus. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit come in power and in holy fire. Awaken us with urgency for these days. Shake us from complacency. Make us alert and aware that time is short. Let there be a holy urgency within us for the lost, for those who do not yet know Jesus. Set us on fire with boldness to declare the wonders of the Lord. Break our indifference and fill us with compassion that moves us to speak, to love, and to act. Make us faithful vessels of your glory and goodness. Let our lives and our words proclaim salvation through Jesus alone. God, we know it is your will that none should perish and all should come to know you. Let us live lives completely surrendered to your will and not to our own. Align us fully with your heart, fully yielded, fully surrendered, obedient, and true. Keep us awake and steadfast as time moves forward. Let us walk in reverence, urgency, love, burning with devotion for you and burdened for the souls that you so love and you came and died, gave your life to save. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, both now and forever, Lord God. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this incredible opportunity to talk to you. And thank you, God, we can pray without ceasing any time of the day. Lord, thank you for being available to hear our cry. And Lord God, we are crying out for our country, for our state, for our county, and for our city. Lord Jesus, we think of all of these souls that don't know you, that are going to go through this day without even thinking about you once. So, Lord God, we pray you would just help their hearts think about eternity and how you created them, and they are special. They have a hope. They have a future only in Christ Jesus. Please use this radio station, Lord, to get your good news out. Thank you, God, for using the staff and just allowing them to be a part of this amazing ministry. And thank you, God, that you've resourced us and you've made it possible. Thank you that we live at this time in history where we are able to get so much of the truth out just through the radio. That is just amazing invention, that we're so grateful for such a time as this, that we get to be a part of it, Lord. Lord God, I also pray for anyone out there that is hurting right now, hurting because relationships are not the way they should be and could be. Lord, help them to understand their part in the relationship and help to keep our hearts soft for those who are currently rejecting us for whatever reason, Lord. And we just pray that our heart would be your heart and that we would just listen to you and that we could turn that pain over to you and allow you to begin the healing that is so necessary for us as we forgive one another as you have forgiven us. And God, we are forgiven forever and freely for all time. And we just praise you for that, Lord, and help that motivate us to want to forgive other people, especially within the body of Christ. Lord, we can get offended so easily. And we just pray that we would not destroy a fellowship, we wouldn't destroy a church, we wouldn't destroy relationships because we got our feelings hurt. So we surrender this to you, thanking you once again for your kindness, your patience, and your love towards us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, dear listener, for being a part of Mark and Friends. I also would like to thank the staff who lent their voices today on this National Day of Prayer. Karen Harrison, Joyce Mankey, Paul Eastfold, Carolyn Eastfold, Butch Stillwell, Dave Fitch, Ani Lutchman, and Mark Burns. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Thank you so much for sharing and caring with this ministry. I trust the rest of your day is going to be a blessing. Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day.